Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plain.
Good morning. It's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. We're looking at about 45 degrees out there. A little chillier than you expect, but it's going to be a beautiful day. Of course, this is Palmetto Mornings right on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. Today is National Vietnam War Veterans Day, and we have such an opportunity to talk to one of our veterans, which we absolutely love. And boy, what a story he has to share. And he's going to share it right here on Palmetto Mornings. Please welcome Otto Strolley to the show. Good morning to you, Otto.
Good morning to you all. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, sir. It's such an honor to have this chance to speak with you live on the radio and share with our listeners. And we all want to say welcome home. And we are so happy to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
So you have a pretty interesting story, and please share it with our listeners, if you can.
Well, okay. My journey started when I was 14 years old. I was born in Austria, and I had uncles here in New York, and they invited me to come to school and be educated over here, and if I didn't like it, I was welcome to go back home. And my mother resisted at first of letting me go at the age of 14, but I finally made and convinced her to let me go and made the journey to America and never went back other than to visit.
At 14 years old.
Correct.
Well, she must have known that there was going to be no holding you back once you set your mind to something. But what was it about America that just fascinated you, made you want to come here?
It just was like it was in my blood to come here and reap the fruits of America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So you came over here for school. You liked it.
I liked it.
You stayed.
I stayed.
And then take us through then, the next couple of years.
This was in 1967. I joined the Air Force. And at that point, I was not a citizen. And I was to report to the recruiting station for travel to Texas for the basic training that. And it happened to be a snowstorm in New York, and one of the officers was snowed in, and he looked at my papers, and he said, "Son, you can't go. You're not a citizen. You cannot just join the." I says, "Well, your recruiter knew that." And so I was delayed, and then I asked for papers that I was on the list for, waiting for approval to join the Air Force. In turn, I got drafted.
Okay, you're like, what?
Yeah. So I went to the draft board at that time, and they said, no, we're for your number was called, and you're not in the Air Force at this point. You're still waiting. You have to join the Army.
So you joined the Army.
I joined the Army and came here down to South Carolina, Fort Jackson, for basic training. And then Fort Ord, California for AIT, which is Advanced Infantry Training. And from there to Fort Campbell, where I joined the 101st Airborne Group and went to Vietnam as a whole group.
But you were not a citizen of the United States.
Still not.
And yet, you were willing, I mean, you could have tried to dodge the draft.
Well, yeah, I could have went back to Austria. The choice was, I did make a choice.
Yeah, what, was that a hard choice? How old
No,
were you?
It was not. The hard choice was coming home with the reception of, that was the hard choice.
But you loved America.
Yes.
And you knew America would be your home,
That's correct. You went
and fought for America.
Correct.
Did people treat you differently because you were not American?
No, I have to say, as long as I was in the service, I never had an issue of not being a citizen. They were really my brothers.
Yes.
You put on the uniform, everyone was the same.
Everyone was the same, and I was treated the same. I was not treated special or awkwardly or, no. I have to stand up for all the brothers that I served with.
Otto, it's got to break your heart, though, when you see what's happening currently in the country where people just trash our country that are born here and just have no respect for any of our values. And you came from another country and you came here and you were willing to die for us.
Well, that is another issue personally that I have is like the open borders in the South.
Okay.
And I waited 2 years for my papers. I made my decision in 1960 to come here in 1964. And in 1962, I'm sorry, 7/7/1962, I entered this country.
That's what I've heard. Those that have come to the United States legally, they have a different perspective on those who are sort of, you know, breaking the law.
Breaking the law. That's correct.
Because it's unfair to those that are doing it by the law. It only increases the wait time, doesn't it?
For those that are on the paperwork and waiting for the processing, there's only X amount of numbers allowed into the country every year. Mm. And that's so that we don't flood the market and we don't hurt anyone else that's already here. Mm-hmm. Or born here, taking positions away in the job market. So, it really hurts when I see that people just walking in. And
mm-hmm. So, Otto, today on National Vietnam War Veterans Day, what do you hope people will do today if they don't know anyone's story, if they don't know your story, if they look down in their calendar just says it, or we're just saying it to them for the first time this morning, what would you like for them to do today, or what can they do?
Well, what they should be doing is but I'm sorry, what they can do is remember us that we're willing to go and fought for this country and have that respect for us that we so deserve for when we came home. We appreciate a country. We appreciated the flag. We appreciated the position the country was in at that moment. Might have not been politically correct or in everyone's favor, but those that served deserve the recognition.
Absolutely.
Amen.
And to remember 58,000, over 58,000 who never came home. Mm. And to be able to, yes, separate war from the person and how mm-hmm. hurtful it was to not have that homecoming that veterans had always received for sacrificing their lives for the freedom mm-hmm. that we stand on mm-hmm. today. So mm-hmm. I'm so thankful that today is an opportunity just to raise awareness for Vietnam and appreciation. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Otto, what do you do today? How do you spend your time today?
Well, I belong to the Rock Hill Post 34, American Legion Post. I contribute with the daily operation there, and I also help with the culinary part of the.
We've heard your reputation precedes you, that you're quite gifted in the culinary skills. Good cook.
Well,
delicious steak.
Yeah. Well, Otto, what a story. And thank you so much for sharing it to us, sharing it with us. And I mean, this is why today exists, is to learn our story of our veterans.
And, well, and we're thank you for both it. For having me. Yeah. And it's really been a pleasure. Thank you.